married people are sharing their wildest secrets that they will never tell their spouse.
Oh, you know, what do you think about that? Do you think that there's some things that we should keep from each other, or do you think we should tell each other everything? What's your thought?
No, I think when you hear some of these stories and they're all hashtag anonymous, you're going to say nothing good can ever come out of you telling your spouse.
Oh, okay.
Like this guy said, I've had sex with all three of my wife's sisters multiple times.
What?
I also had one secret child with her oldest sister. She would kill me if she even heard a rumor about it.
She knows. How do you not know? Your husband is sleeping with, you've got three sisters who are all sleeping with your husband, and one of them has a baby with him. You don't look at the baby and go, huh, that baby looks a little familiar.
But yeah, those secrets, you don't tell your spouse.
The way I feel about affairs in general, I think if you're having an affair and then it's over and it didn't mean anything and it's not going to mess up your marriage or relationship, telling your spouse only makes you feel better. I think if the relationship is over, you should not tell your spouse, go to your grave with it, because there's no reason to uproot and upend your entire relationship.
This person, hashtag anonymous, I posed for Playboy when I was 18. I kept it secret from my husband for years.
Why wouldn't you lead with that? Hi, nice to meet you. I posed for Playboy when I was 18.
Depends on who you're dating, I guess.
Yeah, but you could just Google that now. I mean, it's out there. That's one of those things that, like, you can't hide that.
Here's another anonymous. I've never told my husband that I absolutely hate the three kids he has from his previous marriage. I despise them since the moment I met them. I can't stand them at all. They disgust me. I like nothing about them.
Wow, that's a big secret to keep, because that's the dude's kids. I want to know more about that. I want to know, like, because I always wonder, like, so is the problem you? Are you the nightmare, or are these kids truly, like, assholes? Or how could all three of them be assholes? I don't know. I need more information there.
Yeah, I mean, kids are assholes. I love this. Hashtag anonymous. My wife has no idea I gave oral sex to her brother-in-law.
Wait. So the husband had a gay
sex experience
with her brother-in-law. How did that see? I need more information. How did that come about? Where were you? Did you is the brother-in-law gay, or is it one of those things that you guys were just like, it was a moment?
Watching,
like, I need more information.
Watching a football game and go, hey, you wanna? I paid off my college bills $3,000 by performing in adult videos behind my wife's back.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
Yeah. How did you pay that off? I just did. I've been married into.
I saved like crazy.
That's how
I stopped drinking coffee. You know, yeah, because, you know, coffees are expensive. So coffee a day. Yeah, I found a way to do it.
Made a sandwich for myself every single day. That's how I did it. I've been married and divorced before, but my current husband thinks this is my first marriage. So lied.
But I want to know why. Is it because she wanted him to think that he was her first and it was special? Because the thing is, why was she married before? Was it one of those things that they were young and they got married and it was a mistake? Or is the guy on the lam? Like, I need more information.
A week before I married my wife, I really got drunk with my best friend, a man like me, and we ended up making out and giving each other oral sex. During the whole ceremony, we kept exchanging awkward glimpses.
Wow, that's weird. See, that's what I understand. So if you're bisexual, you have to say to the person you're with, I'm bisexual, and once in a while, I'd like to, you know, suck a dick.
Well,
like, you need to.
It was the day.
That's what makes me sad.
It was the day before the wedding, so I don't think he had a chance.
No, what I'm saying is, now that they're married and she doesn't know, that means he's probably on Grindr and doing it privately. I just think that's the kind of thing that you should let your significant other know.
That it's more sad than.
Yeah, it makes me sad that you can't be who you are. Yeah.
My husband doesn't know I have silicone injections in my ass.
Well, that's an okay secret. That's none of anybody's business.
My husband thinks I finished my bachelor degree. I didn't. I dropped out and faked it.
Ooh. That's, yeah. I mean, faking orgasms is one thing, but faking an education, girl, uh-uh.
I got pregnant the very first time with my now husband and I slept together. I was in my early 20s, didn't know him very well, and I had an abortion. Never told him.
Wow. That's a biggie. That's a biggie, especially like, do they have kids now? Do they not have kids? Are they having trouble having kids? You know what I mean? Like, that would be big. Can you imagine, like, you finally, like, get ready to have kids and you're mature enough and you can't do it and you need to do in vitro. And it's like, yeah, but you know what? It wasn't right for her. Having a baby was not right for her at 20.
Yeah.
But she should have told him. Yeah, that's the kind of thing. It's your husband. You got to tell him that.
My boss got me into online gambling. I lost more than $500 incredibly quickly and kept it a secret from my husband.
That's the male equivalent of women that go out and they shop and they spend $500 and they hide their purchases, like in the trunk of their car or in their garage. We hear about that all the time.
I've been lying to my husband about my eye color for our entire relationship. He has poor eyesight and couldn't tell that I wore contacts, but I've been wearing contacts for 10 years now and I never take them out.
Oh, that's weird. That one's weird.
Okay. Here's another hashtag anonymous. My partner, who's a female of 6 years, didn't know that before we met, I used to sleep with men. The experiences were very hot, and I often reminisce about them.
Again, there's somebody who... See, okay, so there are people that are... what is the sexuality where you fall in love with the person and not the... genitals, like you're not bi, you're
right.
Not straight, you're
pansexual.
Not gay. No, it's not pansexual. It's another one that we just learned about, that we talked about recently. I can't remember. But it's an identity where it's like you fall in love with the person.
Right.
Rather than like I'm bi or I'm straight or I'm gay. You just, because, so this might be somebody that's the situation. But I think that's the kind of thing you should share with. You got to talk about your past and who you've been, you know? That's weird to... I think that's weird to not tell.
All right. Here's a hashtag anonymous that I don't think you should tell your husband. I don't think you should tell anybody. I don't think you should even put it on BuzzFeed like this person did.
Okay.
When I get out of the shower, I often dry off with a towel. However, for some reason, my butt crack is never dry enough. So every time I walk to the bedroom to get dressed, I secretly use my husband's side of the blanket to finish drying my butt crack.
That's just weird. That is just weird.
Use his blanket. Yeah.
But like, how would you feel? Yeah, how would you feel if, like, someone told you that? If the woman in your life was like, listen, I have a secret to share with you. And that's what the secret was. You'd be like, do I have a secret kid somewhere? You know, like, how big is the secret? I use your side of the bed blanket to dry my ass? Like, I feel like that's such a passive-aggressive thing. Like, you want to tell him to go fuck himself, but instead, you just dry your ass on his side of the bed sheets.
You're like a dog.
Right.
It scoots along the blanket. My biggest secret is that I'm only staying married to him for financial reasons. We've been together for 15 years, and I only stay with him because he has money.
Honey, that is not a secret. That's half of New York.
But she's never told him, though.
Oh, he knows.
I'm a woman and my husband thinks that my number of sexual partners is a lot lower than it actually is. My number is in the 80s. I told him it was only 18.
I know a lot of women that do that. A lot of women that do that.
In the 80s.
I go the other way. Yeah, I go the other way. I'm like, you know, it's probably like closer to 200. What's that basketball player that had all the conquests?
Yeah,
it's probably closer to that.
You're like the female Wilt Chamberlain. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
I've been married for 7 years, faked every single orgasm with my husband.
That's just sad.
That's wrong.
That's sad. I mean, if you don't know how to have an orgasm, or if it's because you're not attracted to him and you're just faking it, then seriously, get divorced. Let him go. Go find somebody that you're attracted to. That's sad.
My mom's friend won $4.5 million in the lottery, didn't tell her husband for almost 2 years.
Yeah, that I get. I understand that.